We're out here live, right here in front of the convention center, Clint. They look like they've got it set up early. Looks like this is going to be a nice little party spot here. I see a lot of potential rolling around here. I see big drink potentials rolling around here.
What kind of potential are you talking about? Are we still talking about the bars and the setup, just the games, the radio?
The potential to have a good time, like a real Tyler Milner type potential.
Yes, absolutely. Look, I mean, I don't know what's gotten into Cal and Hannah. I have no idea what's gotten into them, but the Tuesday night event was off the charts. It was over the top. In a beautiful way. And then today is just set up absolutely. Right now, I don't know what's going to happen, but it is set up right now beautifully, man. I mean, you got games
that
along
big
the
Nick
side.
Energy.
Yeah, there you go, Hannah. Tell me about it.
Looks like a team expecting to win.
Yeah. Looks like a team that's going to do things in championship fashion and see if they can't make one happen. So plenty of good times to be had out here. They're doing it right. It's right now, slightly overcast day, obviously. If it stays overcast, a little cloudy here, keep that sun from beating down on folks. It'll be a beautiful, beautiful day.
Yeah, it is. It is. But I like the little breeze we're getting here. It's nice. It's nice.
And Ron, I'll be honest with you. It could not have – not that the Texans right now need any added juice for folks to get amped up about what's going on, but the first round of the NFL draft in 2024 last night, there's a lot of takeaways from that particular draft, but it could not have set up any better for the Houston Texans.
Now, hold on. I want to get to that in just a second, but Tyler, you know, it's not hard for me to do. We got to do this. We got to give this man his flowers.
Who?
We got to give Clint Sterner his flowers.
What kind of flowers do you like, bud?
This is tulips. This is – Clint seems like a tulips fella.
I feel that,
tulips.
Too.
I do like tulips now.
There you go.
Nice.
Yeah, he came right
I
off.
I do.
Look, off
I spent,
feet,
I spent some time in Amsterdam, and they have tulips everywhere, man.
Yeah, but we got
I grew kind of fond of them over here.
We got to give him his flowers. This is 2 years in a row. And Clint, and the real impressive things, I got no problems giving you your flowers. The real impressive thing is, this isn't Clint coming from a space of he's talking to a bunch of scouts and teams. Clint literally just goes off what he sees, what he watches, and what he, I guess, knows about the kids and what he's learned over the time, even just from afar. And last year, I mean, he was on. I mean, he held on to everything he believed in. That man, Will Levis ain't going that first round. He put $100 on it. He ain't going in that first round. And then we started seeing coming closer and closer to it, where he was being talked about betting odds as being the number two pick with C.J. Stroud. He was moving up, and Clint. I think I even allowed Clint to get out of that $100 bet. He said, "No, I'm gonna stay here." And last year, Will Levis, that first round came and went, and his ass was in the second round. And this year, Clint said, I think there might be a chance all six of these jokers go in the first round, these quarterbacks. And he is hell-bent on there is no way teams are going to look at Michael Penix Jr. and think that he is better, that J.J. McCarthy and Bo Nix should go ahead of him. And now we sit here at the eighth pick of the draft, Tyler, and Michael Penix Jr. not only gets drafted, but he goes to a team that's already given another quarterback $100 million guaranteed in the offseason. I got to give you your flowers on that, man. All right. Maybe you got lucky. Now this is 2 years in a row. Stick it to your guns. I don't know many people who had Penix Jr. being the fourth quarterback. Let alone, most people had him going behind J.J. Yeah. McCarthy and Bo Nix, so I give you credit on that.
I appreciate that, Ron.
That's 2 years in a row.
Appreciate that, C.J. Y'all giving me my flowers.
God bless, brother.
You betcha. God bless you too, C.J. There's certain things, and Michael Penix Jr. can just – he can spin it better. I mean, if we're in a competition.
That's not what people were saying, like comparative to these other guys. Like, what happened?
You got a bunch of parakeets, man.
What happened was
parakeets or parrots? Or both?
Parrots.
Parrots are the ones that talk, right? Or does a parakeet talk, too? Nonetheless, the parrot just repeats.
Parrot repeats. Yeah.
Just repeat, boy. Everything you hear. And I just when I see something like Michael Penix, that ball comes off his hand, and then on top of that, you hear Andre Ware, who has called as many, if not more, football games than anybody in the damn business over the last college and NFL.
I mean,
you think about it, Ron. He's been doing Thursdays and Saturdays and Sundays. I mean, he's calling a bunch of games, bro. And he's been doing it before ESPN started making all their cuts, and now they're forcing guys to call multiple games. He was doing it before. He was making that money. He's seen as many quarterbacks as anybody in the game. And the minute he laid eyes on, I remember like it was yesterday. It was a year ago. Yeah, it was last year, about this time, right before the draft last year. I remember him saying, "Hey, I ain't never seen the ball come off a quarterback's hand the way it comes off Michael." When a guy like that says it, and I'm watching it, and I'm thinking some of the not I've never seen, but damn, that's hot. And then Dre says something like that. I'm like, there's no way there's 32 scouting departments out there that look at Michael Penix and don't go.
I believed it, but you just kept seeing the trend of where people were going, and it seemed like certain teams believed it. And
well, it ended up, to your point earlier, it ended up crazier than I thought. The fact that it wasn't just
– hell, I thought Spencer Rattler might sneak in that bad boy.
Look, I thought he was going to fall into the late first. If he did, I thought he was going to be the steal of the draft.
You talking about Michael?
Michael Penix Jr. Michael Penix Jr. fell into the bottom third and went to a team that had a quarterback, an older, aging quarterback, he was their future. I thought, this guy's going to be the steal of the draft. I mean, then you look, or even if he just slid into the second, one of these teams that did, the New York Giants that didn't get their quarterback early, then they get him in the second. I'm thinking, this guy's going to be the steal. No doubt about it. Well, he ends up going to a team, to your point, that just signed Kirk Cousins to a $200 million deal. $90 million of that is guaranteed. And they said, no, we can't pass on this old boy. So it ended up being a little bit more.
Especially the team that selected him.
Yeah, they didn't need
him. That was crazy.
They didn't need him for the next two, if not four years. So, that was good to see. And the crazy thing is, that happening led to six quarterbacks then going in the first round, which led to,
it's helping the Texans.
It's helping the Texans. I think there's several teams that are sliding down the draft board because you had six quarterbacks, and I think, what was it, 13 straight offensive players or 14 straight offensive players?
14.
14 straight offensive players. Like, to me, that all falls into the favor of the Houston Texans and what we're going to see today.
Let's jump into that right now, right? As the draft comes to day two and the Texans have two picks in the second round coming up, as you said, man, this thing fell together. When you just think about some of the positions that you have kind of connected with the Texans, I think the top two positions of need that I've seen listed with the Texans is cornerback and defensive tackle.